Very upbeat. That is new music from the Smile Band.
Smile.
That is Johnny Greenwood and Tom York of Radiohead. So there's good and bad news to report, everybody. There's a new Smile record coming, so that means
that there's more Tommy and Johnny for you.
But that also means there's no new Radiohead record.
That's right, exactly.
So the Smile announced a new album. It's called Cutouts. I do love the album cover. They put out a couple songs. The new record will come out October 4th. I guess we're going to have to go see the Smile. We're going to have to give in. I think we didn't catch them on the last tour because they played here at Christmas and we weren't around.
Right.
So that's what's happening. Of course, you guys, this week, we'll do a little wrap-up. Oasis announced a reunion.
Woo!
The funniest thing is that I reposted somebody that said, okay, guys, so the Oasis tour is happening in 2025. Here's how to get a refund when they canceled the tour. Get it? Get it?
I get it.
People are so jazzed. So they didn't announce any U.S. dates yet. They've only announced like UK, and people are like, I'm going, which I would make fun of them. But when Radiohead announced their dates, we are literally taking a sabbatical, and we are going to follow Radiohead, and we will no longer be on the radio. Or we could just bring a bunch of remote equipment, and we'll do remotes from like the south of France, and maybe from Germany and stuff like that. So get ready for it. I feel like we're going to talk a lot today. I feel very like this week's been like,
I know. By the way, I'm here so often, we didn't even announce me. Everybody, Jason Friday, I'm here.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Friday on a Friday. Jason comes in every Friday for Friday on a Friday. You were in last week a little bit extra for our little California Public Radio Day.
Thank you, Jace.
You're welcome. Yep. Okay, I just found out about this band. They're called Under the Rug, and it's kind of weird. I don't think it's connected, but two different people reached out to me about this band within like 24 hours.
Oh, nice.
So Under the Rug, they're actually Austin-based, but maybe you can pronounce this. The lead singer originally went to San
Diego.
Diego High School.
Yeah.
And where is that?
I think it's Encinitas, which is just north of San Diego.
So they're called Under the Rug. They're playing, we are going to your brother's show, Bitch Camp, which we'll talk about that. We'll play some Bitch Camp coming up. Sean Friday from Dead Sarah has a solo project. Anyway, they're playing Venice West tomorrow night if you want to check out the band Under the Rug. But let's just scoot into this song. Okay, I knew we were going to talk a lot. This is called I Don't Want to Cry in My Car Anymore. And I thought after this song, I'm going to play a song that I literally, while driving around in L.A., I had just moved here, and I was listening to the song, and I was bawling.
I
wondered if you have a song. You don't have to tell us right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have a song that you've ever cried in the car to.
Okay.
Oh. So this song is I Don't Want to Cry in My Car Anymore. It's from the band Under the Rug, and I will follow it with a song that I have tears. If Hillary from the station, from the SoCal Sound, is listening, the song I'm going to play, I wouldn't be surprised, because she seems like she probably has heard this song and also cried, because we have similar weird music things. Okay, Under the Rug on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Alone in my heart. I don't want to fix you.
Raise your hand if you've ever listened to that song, especially while driving, hysterically crying. I'm raising my hand, everybody. Isn't it interesting with music? Like, I could hear that song now and have no emotions. There was something about that song, and I was driving in LA. I had just moved here, and something probably bad had happened, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And you're driving in the car, and that song comes out, and you're just like, Chris Martin, can you fix me?
I mean, I've cried many times, but it was because, like, when MCA passed away, and I put Ill Communication on, and I wanted to just cry forever.
I was in a car when I found out Scott Weiland died.
Yeah, same.
And I cried hysterically, worse than any family member or dog. Like, it was like, it's emotions are crazy, and sometimes artists and music, they get in your bones, like under your skin, and it's uncontrollable, to be honest.
Yeah, I remember.
Scotty, we miss you.
I was in San Pedro when I was listening to Scotty, and when we found out, and I was like,
Yeah, it's terrible.
It really is terrible. It's such a painful, as you said, it's like more painful than when certain people like pass away that you
know.
You're just crazy. Like, what is happening right now?
Let's turn this frown upside down. It is a long holiday weekend. Welcome to your long Labor Day weekend. Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday.
It is Friday on a Friday on the SoCal Sound. And your brother, so this is Jason Friday. Your brother, Sean Friday, he is in the band Dead Sarah.
Yep.
Also playing drums on and off with Mondo Cosmo, which is super fun.
He's on every song besides one or two, I think, on the new album, upcoming
It's
record.
Principle, yep. Which just came out, Mondo Cosmo. I just played him last hour. So he has a project called Bitch Camp, which we've been super supportive of.
Yep.
I've been playing on this radio station. I think it's fantastic. It's his solo project. He has his debut solo performance happening tomorrow night. I wish I could tell you where it is. I guess it's a secret. It's one of those secret shows. He's kind of a cool kid.
Yeah.
Like, he definitely goes to places that don't have a name on the front. You can only get in if you give like a buzzword.
It's literally called No Name.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he have a birthday party there?
Of course he did.
Of course he did. All right, let's get into one of the original songs we heard from Bitch Camp. He'll probably be mad that we're going to play the original one. This one's called I've Been. Super, super, super great song. Let's dance along. I'm going to follow it up with a band that just reunited, and they got weird. They're remastering one of their old records. We got a remaster coming up.
Weird.
From some battling brothers. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
The greatest people I did the greatest thing.
grows, 'cause I just wanna fly. Lately, did you ever feel the pain in the morning rain as it soaks you to the bone?
Oasis, Live Forever. So they have a new remastered record of Definitely Maybe, coinciding with their reunion.
Whoa!
Oasis 2025. People going crazy.
Nuts.
Crazy about that stuff. Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday.
We would like you to know that we love being here. We thank you for your support. This is a public radio station. We are mostly member-supported. If you'd like to become a subscribing member, we just announced a pretty cool show. It is Matthew Cause from Not a Surf, who's playing No Vacancy, one of our favorite venues.
Oh, man.
September 12th. It's a members-only event, so you can't buy tickets for this. Subscribing members can get in on it, and we're going to be there. You and I. It's been a week, kids.
It's been a week.
But anyway, you can get in on this show and also support your favorite radio station right here by going to the SoCalSound.org. So we're going to tease next week's 88.5 album dive. I won't say who it is. This is a person who started making music in her bedroom and then started posting it online. Isn't it crazy that some people just kind of doing that? It doesn't seem like that was available in my day.
No.
Because you could make music in your bedroom, and then you just had to hand your friend a cassette.
Yeah.
It didn't go online.
It's different.
Maybe two people got your cassettes. Anyway, this person blew up and is now doing five nights a residency in New York, five nights a residency in Los Angeles.
Crazy.
They've got a brand new record, their third studio album. We're going to play a track off that. Coming up in the next set as we get back to the music.
Faster.
What's up, it's Biba Doobie. I'm this month's artist in residence on the SoCal Sound. I'm going to guest DJ each week, play songs I love, and share a story or two. Join me this Saturday night at 6 p.m. only on 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Artist in residence, Saturday nights at 6, 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Are you looking to spread the word about your business or tell performing arts and music fans about your show, concert, or event? The SoCal Sound is a new DIY online underwriting platform that's an easy way to begin airing your messages. It's a simple, quick, and affordable way to reach people across LA and Orange County with messages about your business. And you'll be supporting this public music station. For 10% off your first campaign, use code INTRO10 at thesocalsoundontap.org. That's the SoCal Sound on tap.
Support comes from Front Wave Arena, presenting Cake. Coming to rock the stage at Front Wave Arena's grand opening concert Saturday, October 5th, with hits including Short Skirt Long Jacket, Never There, and The Distance. At Front Wave, experiences include unique views and amenities. Cake is live on Saturday, October 5th at Oceanside's brand new Front Wave Arena. Tickets and more info on live sports and entertainment is at frontwavearena.com.
Support for the SoCal Sound and Latin Alt HD3 comes from Levitt Pavilion Los Angeles, presenting their 17th annual Summer 10 Concert Series. The season opens on Saturday, June 22nd and closes Saturday, August 31st. Taking place at the historic MacArthur Park, Levitt LA's summer program includes performances from established and emerging artists of various genres, as well as culture events, family activities, and food that reflect and represent the diverse makeup of Southern California. There's plenty of room to picnic on the lawn with family and friends of all ages. No tickets are required to attend. More info and event schedules can be found at levittlosangeles.org. Levitt Pavilion Summer Concert Series, MacArthur Park, June 22nd through August 31st.
Don't sweat costly vehicle repairs this summer. Instead, donate that unused car, truck, RV, or boat that's been taking up space in the garage or driveway to the SoCal Sound today and keep the best radio content on air for years to come. It just takes a couple of minutes to get started. We take care of the paperwork, the pickup is free, and your gift is tax deductible. Go to thesocalsound.org/support or call 877-527-6123.
New music discovery.
Discovery.
On 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Park.
Great, Jace.
What's that?
We're all sexy to someone.
That's true.
That is Claro's new one, Sexy to Someone, off the new album Charm. We're going to do an 88.5 album dive into that record next week. Every weekday after 12 noon, couple tree tracks from the record. Claro doing residency in L.A., 5 nights at the Fonda. I believe that starts a week from tonight.
That's mind-blowing. I don't even get that. Hey, I only have 3 records. 5 nights, though, in L.A. and in New York. No big deal.
By the way, we got some updates. So earlier in the hour, we played the band Under the Rug, and they have a song, I Don't Want to Cry in My Car Anymore, and then I was talking about songs that you've cried in your car to, and I played Coldplay's Fix You, which I have totally cried to, and I said, I bet Hillary, who works here at the station, I bet she's cried to it as well. She's like, who hasn't? Who hasn't cried to that song? And then she said, are you kidding me? I literally cried in my car to James Taylor this morning. It's funny and it's sad, but it's really just music. It's so emotional.
I know. That's why it's one of the most powerful things on this planet. It's so touching. It's something that really impacts the soul and your true self. It really does.
That is right, Mr. Jason Friday. It's Friday on a Friday. We're going to get into, so Pete Yorn, good friend of the station, he played our Benefest 2024 over the summer. He came by recently, Nick Harcourt and Jed in the Morning, performed some songs.
Yeah.
He has a brand new record that just came out, I think it came out a week ago today, called The Hard Way. Let's dig into the title track, shall we?
Dig it.
It's Pete Yorn on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
3, 4. I need
That is an awesome cover of The Cure's Just Like Heaven from the band New Dad. Jace, this week we did an album dive. They're an Irish four-piece now based in London called New Dad.
Oh!
Their new record is called Mantra, and we dug into it every single day this week.
That's right.
And I thought it'd be nice to end the week by playing a cover song of theirs.
I like it.
Okay, we've got a pop quiz. This comes from a friend of mine. Yep. I used to work with her at another station. Her name is Haley Jones.
Oh, I wonder who that is.
Ready for a musical pop quiz. Here's a top 10 list this week. What is it the top 10 of? Okay, so here are the artists.
Okay.
It's Post Malone, Chapel Roan, Claro, Falling in Reverse, Jack White, Mazzy Star, Charlie XCX, MF Doom, Foster the People, Biba Doobie. So what list of the top 10 would all of those people be on? Here are the choices. A, 8-track tape sales. B, vinyl LP sales at independent record stores. C, CD sales. D, AAA airplay.
I don't know. I am longtime friends with the singer of Falling Rivers, which is that is his band, and I know that he's doing very well. But
I guess does he have a brand new record?
So it just came out this week.
Looks like I don't know. There's one or two artists I'm not familiar with. If that's new. It looks like these are all brand new records, except for Mazzy Star.
Right.
Which is So Tonight That I Might See. Should I give you the answer or should I play the song? I'll give you the answer, guys. All right. It is the top vinyl LP sales at independent record stores because
wow.
Mazzy Star put out this record in 1993 and it's a reissue that's violet.
Oh, wow.
So I thought we'd play the title track from Mazzy Star. I was listening to Mazzy Star this week and I thought, gosh, I need to spend more time with Mazzy Star because it's so up my alley and so my jam. By the way, happy long holiday weekend. Happy Labor Day. Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday.
It's Friday on a Friday. Music sounds better on which day?
Friday.
Tight like rain, sunshine over in the day. Thank you.
got some nice noodling.
I love that band and that song.
My Morning Jacket.
Gosh.
One big holiday, because it is one big holiday. It is a long holiday weekend. Happy Labor Day weekend.
Happy.
If you've been driving, if you left work early and you've been tuned into our show, thank you for taking us with us. We can't wait to go wherever you're going.
Yes.
Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
We do have an update. So we had some paddleboards stolen by criminals, and we just found out yesterday that I think the paddleboards are intact.
Unbelievable.
We haven't used them yet. They're blow-up paddleboards, use a motor, so we'll have to make sure they still float.
Yes.
What if they just did something so that they don't float anymore?
That would be so cool of them. Thank you.
So we do have a song that we are going to play for those criminals in just a second.
Yep.
But you found this cover song through some friends. You want to give them a little shout-out?
That's right. The Rippers, what is up, guys? Specifically, Ava, you are the biggest Pierce the Veil fan I think I've ever seen in
Pierce
my entire life.
Pierce the Veil.
That's right.
I like it.
It is a solid cover that band does. And that song.
And we're about to go into it.
Yeah.
But anyway, before we go, have a fantastic long weekend.
Yes.
Radio never quits. I will be here on Monday holding the fort.
As you do.
Jason, enjoy your 3-day weekend. Maybe we'll go paddleboarding and see if these paddleboards still work.
How many slices there are in them? Okay, I'm with you.
Criminals, this goes out to you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Until next time, my pretties. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound. Have a great weekend.
This is why you're a guy.